Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in from Paramount Sports, our guy, because it's Locktober. We talked to Lee Sterling. Lee, how you doing? How's everything?
Good. Let me ask you a question. I don't know how it works the same up there. When the Steelers are off, I know when the Dolphins used to always be off, there was a bye week. There would be like 200 weddings in the city.
Yes. Yes, okay. Same thing.
Yeah.
It's weird. People actually discover that they have like there's restaurants and there's things in town.
There's
libraries.
Yeah,
there's
things.
Museums. It's crazy.
Civic treasures, if you will.
Yeah, people.
One time, my wife had a friend, and they scheduled the wedding the day of Miami, Florida State. Back in the day, This was the early '90s. And she's like, are we going? And like, gave her a look. She goes, yeah, I'll send a nice parting gift.
Yeah, no thank you. That's for sure. Yeah, it opens up a whole different Sunday, that's for sure, with the Steelers being off. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Welcome in our friend Lee Sterling. You want to get right to the games, Lee? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, I mean, unless you're Kansas City and they're in a world of hurt right now, so they need to hope for some good news and keep it under probably five or six games if they won't have any chance of making the playoffs.
You're right about that. First game a couple hours east of here. It's a great college game tomorrow night. Maybe they'll set that record crowd at Beaver Stadium, and I think that that's a factor in this. It's a big number. It's 9 points. Penn State welcomes in Michigan. That place, as you know, rocks whenever they have one of those whiteouts. What do you see in this game?
Oh, it's going to be a factor. How about last year, the games at Michigan? Michigan wins 42-7. The year before, Penn State takes care of Michigan to the tune of 42-13. Now, the reason I can't back Michigan here is 17 fumbles, and they've lost 9 of them this year. I thought Sean Clifford was going to be a liability possibly this year, but this sophomore has just come in there. He's calm and collected, third down, so pick up the first down, throwing the football or using his legs. And when you play on the road, you got to play with a lead. I mean, you saw what happened to Iowa the last couple weeks. They're down 7 or 10 going into the fourth quarter, and you're not going to come back. So Michigan just 85th in yards per attempt. Payback is a you-know-what, and everybody loves a whiteout before Halloween. Penn State rolls 34-13.
All right. We've got back-to-back primetime games that people are going to have their eyes on starting tonight because Pitt's up in Syracuse. They're giving 3 to the Orange on the road, Lee. This is another one that always seems to be really tight.
It could be, but this might be a little different here. North Carolina State sacked Syracuse quarterback Tommy DeVito 8 times last week. And Pitt, as we know, has a really good pass rush, 27 sacks on the year, second nationally. They are going to be coming after DeVito. He's not 100% with bruised ribs. It looks like he probably will play, but they could get to him. And Pitt's wide receivers, French and Mack, 91 catches this year going against the Syracuse secondary. Right now ranked number 111 out of 130 teams. That's the big advantage in this game. I like Pitt. They win this game and they pull away late, 30-20.
Lee Sterling joining us from Paramount Sports to make a bunch of picks this week. We turn to the pros now for Sunday, a Steelerless Sunday, if you will. San Francisco makes the trip east. They play Washington. This is people look at it, this is a dog of a game. They know who's going to win this football game. It's just seemingly a matter of by how many. The number right now is at about 10. San Francisco, the much better football team. Is 10 a big enough number? Is it too big? Where is it?
You know, I think Washington has a chance to stay in this game. Here's why. You keep losing key pieces, and they've lost their best two offensive linemen, has San Francisco and Staley McGlinchey, and then they lost their fullback. These three guys are the heart and soul of this team. So I also think Washington's talent level, they are not a bottom feeder. So I like the couple moves that Callahan's made since he's been installed as the interim head coach. He decided to put Case Keenum, reinsert him as the starting quarterback. Also, Adrian Peterson, he's going to be their centerpiece. Still has fresh legs. Maybe a couple weeks from now might be different, but he still looks strong. Watched him play against Miami. He can still bring it here. And just like I said, don't think Jimmy G, if he can, if he has the play action and they get the running game going, everything's fine. But without those three guys, those linemen and that fullback, could spell trouble here. And I just don't think he has the wide receivers here that can get it done. And double digits is a lot in the NFL with a team that's not a huge score here. I think San Francisco wins 27-24, but the Redskins cover.
All right. Yep. The New Orleans Saints have somehow continued to move along without Drew Brees. Maybe the offense isn't as high-powered, but Teddy Bridgewater still has them winning football games. And they're given, or yeah, they're given three, to, or no, getting three, pardon me, at home against the Bears. It's getting points at home for the Saints is a rarity.
Well, no, it's at Chicago. This game is at Chicago.
Oh, and apologies.
Yeah, and that's why Chicago, they're figuring these two teams are about even. But I think Chicago has an edge here. I think them coming off the bye and losing in London, I think they'll be motivated. Now, how did New Orleans do it against Jacksonville? If you watch the game, their defensive ends for New Orleans just blew up the pocket. So there was nowhere to go for Mustache Man last week. And what they do is with their receivers, Jacksonville, they run the receivers down the field. They don't do many crossing routes. New Orleans' cornerbacks are so good, both on the outside and their cover slot corner, that you got to do crossing routes. You got to run guys off, and Chicago does a lot of that, and they're also real good at home. 17-6-1 against the spread the last 24 games. Give me the Bears.
The Bears. Okay. The Bears. Baltimore. Baltimore goes to Seattle, right? This is about the Baltimore's about to enter into a pretty tough portion of their schedule, Lee. Seattle, as we know, they are what they are. This is an East Coast team traveling west. Are those 3 points allocated to Seattle simply because of where this game is being played, or is there more to it?
Well, got some news. My daughter, my youngest daughter, goes to a school called North Carolina School of the Arts, and she informed me this week that her new boyfriend is a Ravens fan.
Oh.
Mm. So I said, you know, we'll have to talk on
our condolences,
mean.
Yes.
I know. Yeah. So he's going to get when he comes down here next weekend, he's going to be coming down for fall break. He's going to get the real firm handshake. We'll have to read him the riot act. And, he thinks they're going to the playoffs. I heard him in the background chirping last night. But here's the problem for them. Both these two teams are very similar. Two quarterbacks here, very mobile, and Russell Wilson and Lamar Jackson. And they also have two power backs in Chris Carson for Seattle and Mark Ingram for Baltimore. The problem here is Baltimore, the reason they made the trade and decided to get a cornerback, they're having a lot of breaks in the secondary. They've got some real problems here right now. And then their special teams, a lot of bad snaps, a lot of poor tackling on special teams. And I think it's going to cost them here, maybe one of the toughest places to play. Give me Seattle, 30-24.
Earl Thomas's return. All right. What's the big pick of the week, Lee? I understand it has something to do with the ACC.
Yeah. How about this? Wake Forest and Florida State. Big game here. Must win game for both of these two teams. We're going to see if Wake Forest can get back on track after the shootout, 62-59 loss to Louisville. Florida State, they were taken to the shed by Clemson. So must win game for both teams. First 10 callers get Wake Forest and Florida State on me. Just call 800-400-9741. The weekend started off big last night. We had Kansas City with a big win. And how about this? A brand-new promotion. It's the Autumn Annihilator. 12 games combined, Saturday and Sunday, just $100. And I'm so sure I'm going to win. If I don't have a winning record that's 7-5 or better, they'll get the rest of October for free on my executive phone service. So go to ParamountSports.com. As soon as you purchase the Autumn Annihilator, window pops open with all 12 games. So you don't have to call back tomorrow or Sunday. You're all ready to go. Just $100, or we will give you the rest of the month for free. ParamountSports.com, or call us here at the office, 800-400-9741.
Autumn Annihilator. Real quick, Wake Forest is what, 5-1, I think, right now? How many college football fans out of 100 who fashion themselves great college football fans could tell you that Dave Clawson coaches Wake Forest? About 10?
Two.
I know. The guy could walk down the street in any town not named Winston-Salem. And
so my daughter goes to school there, and literally, they only have, I think, about 4,000 or 5,000 students. That's it.
I mean,
I think they're the small. I think them and Rice, smallest Division I schools. So at the game, even when they're winning, good seats available.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Lee, we thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Lee.
Great stuff from Lee, as always. Good stuff.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.